Next news at 10 with Paul Douglas. Bulletins at once. Information update 9:30. I'm Brian Thomas, WTIC 1080 News. I'd also like to interject here before we turn the microphone over to Bob Steele that Senator Joseph Lieberman did something for the congressional record last week in terms of Bob Steele's last day on the air here today. And what he said in part was this: Mr. President, I rise today to honor one of Connecticut's leading citizens and surely its most durable radio personality, Bob Steele, who for the past 55 years has broadcast on WTIC Radio in Hartford. Now, this was read into the Congressional Record in Washington. Lieberman went on to say that Bob grew up in the wide-open spaces of Kansas City, Missouri, but he liked what he saw when he arrived in the winding Connecticut River Valley, and to our good fortune, he decided to stay. He started his illustrious career as a staff announcer, logging at WTIC back in on October 1st, 1936. Some of the rest of Lieberman's remarks go like this.
Connecticut has been waking up to Bob Steele, to his good humor, to his news and sports and information, even to his bad humor on occasion. And I can tell you that he's become as much a part of mornings in Connecticut as the morning coffee and the morning newspaper. And I think it's helped us all greet a new day with a little more of a sense of optimism and hope, and sent us out into the world every morning with a little more spirit than otherwise would have been the case. I really thank Bob for all he's done on the air and all he's done off the air to support the innumerable charities that he's worked for over the years. He deserves a rest. I wish him all of God's blessings in the years ahead, and I thank him for what he's done for us, and just say with everybody in Connecticut who's depended on him for so long, mornings in Connecticut will not be the same without Bob Steele. And Bob, one last word. The word for today is thanks.
That is Senator Joe Lieberman reading on the floor for the Congressional Record the retirement of Bob Steele last week. He read it on the 27th of September, 1991. Mr. President, next Monday, September 30th, 1991, after 55 years of broadcasting, Bob Steele will sign off for the final time here on WTIC Radio. But that's in about 52 minutes. Right now, Robert L. Steele.
Thank you, Bryant. And Senator Lieberman, if he runs again, I know I'm going to vote for now. Good morning, everybody. It's a beautiful morning, and just like any other beautiful morning, I wish people wouldn't make so much of a fuss. We've got seven or eight photographers in here, cameramen, and they're all taking pictures of each other. But eventually, I suppose they'll get around to me, and I'm just flabbergasted here, really. Nonplussed, or whatever other expression I can make. I don't know what to say. I don't know how we're going to get through the program. I've got my commercials to do, and the birthdays, and the weather, and all that sort of thing. We can't leave those out just because it's a little old going-away program. But I'll do the best I can, and I see we have our old-time engineer here, Bob Downs, all the way from New Britain, and he is ably assisted by Mike Daly, who's in here all the way from Enfield, and the two of them are going to get together and play the commercials and the music and all the usual stuff that engineers do, and I think we'll make it. Right now, we'll have a commercial, and then in 1 minute, we'll look at our birthdays, because I know these folks who are having a birthday today, these people who are 80 and up on this beautiful day, are waiting to hear their names. So in just 1 minute, we'll get to that.
This past July, during his 80th birthday party, Gaida Siebert Dairy proudly presented its first Gaida Guy Award to Bob Steele. Now it's time to say thank you to Bob Steele one more time. Bob may be retiring, but his impact on the greater Hartford community will continue. In true Gaida Guy fashion, Bob Steele has achieved excellence in his profession through determination, humility, and hard work. He's helped people be the best they can be, and he's done it without fanfare. Bob's helped to save lives by continuously asking and reminding his listeners to give blood. He's helped illiterate people learn to read by promoting literacy programs. During Bob's career, the marketplace has grown, and Gaida's Dairy has grown with Bob's help. Through it all, one thing has remained constant: Bob Steele's commitment to his profession and community. Bob, from the entire Gaida family, all the Gaida guys and gals, employees, and from the thousands of Gaida customers, congratulations on a brilliant career. From a company who knows that the real cream rises to the top.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy 80th, and welcome to the club, Joseph Shaughnessy, better known as Shock, formerly of Bantam, now Watertown. Played baseball with the Litchfield Cowboys for many years. Number 81 today for Della Fenn of Ashford, and Bernadette Carrier of Enfield is celebrating her 83rd today. It's the 86th for Frank J. Mondani of Deep River. I just can't mention Deep River without that, and I'm sorry if it doesn't sound like Luciano Pavarotti or something. He isn't a bass, though, is he? Where does he play? Shortstop? Whatever. 86 today for Frank down in Deep River. Sandy... Wait a minute now. I may have the wrong name. Etta Plank of Glastonbury is observing number 87 today, and it's the 88th for Mabel White of Winstead, and 88 also for Donald G. Rember of East Hartford. There's a name I remember. Mr. Rember. I remember Rember. Could be a song. Mary Propescus of Hartford is 89 today. And did I say Mr. Rember was 88? I may have overlooked that, trying to be funny there. Alice L. Tolette is 90. Alice lives in North Haven. And it's the 91st for George Ellis. Now let's see, where does George live? Doesn't say. This comes from one of our listeners in Rhode Island. Doesn't say where George lives. Okay. 91 today, Laura Sanger of Enfield. Number 93 for Teresa Doyle Wittrup of Simsbury. Teresa is one of my favorite names, Teresa. By the way, do you know Teresa Green? Well, they are. Flora Belfleur of Springfield is 97. And we're going to have a fanfare, I believe. Yes. Laura B. Snow of Glastonbury is 100 today. A century for Laura. And she gets a Freihofer birthday cake. And we have the address. Let me see. Well, we don't have Laura's address, but we have the address of her son. Okay. I don't know how old her son is, but he could be on this list. It's possible. We did have one. One day we had, would you believe, we had the son and the father. Both of them had the same birthday. One was 80, and the father was 100, believe it or not. This is some years ago, but I'm sure some of you folks who've been listening that long and suffering that long remember that. Now, it's the 60th wedding anniversary of Harry and Kathleen Hushen of Newington. Married 60 years today. Congratulations. Hushen is a name I haven't seen. H-U-S-H-I-N. Mm-hmm. They want to keep it quiet, but they... Hushin, see, that's quiet. You get that. But there's no way you can do that. You know, you can't keep anything quiet nowadays anyway if there's a reporter around. I don't know whether you people saw that. Here's a time check, 9:15. Those of you who might have read the story in the New York Times yesterday about my 55 years, I just want to correct something that said right in the very first paragraph that I went to work here on the 1st of October, 1936, and got $35 a day. I just want you to know that anybody who made 35 bucks a day in 1936 was had to be the head of Pratt & Whitney or someplace, because it was a mistake. It was $35 a week. And that put a different tone on the whole story. That was the best pay in Hartford at that time for a beginner in radio, that is, in announcing, a member of an announcing staff. 35 bucks a week, not a day, for goodness sake. That wouldn't be too bad today, but wouldn't even be big money now, of course. Well, so much for that. It's 16 minutes after 9. We'll have a look at our oldie in just a moment, but we have to take care of our clients here. Let's have a word from one of our sponsors.
Today, in every office across the land, people just like you are looking for any way imaginable to show their bosses how smart they are. Some dress to impress. Others keep their desks perfectly neat. Then there are those who know exactly what to say in meetings. These are the tried and true methods. What you want is something new, but guaranteed effective. Here it is. Tonight, while everybody else is calling their usual air express companies for a pickup, you call 1-800-PICK-UPS instead. UPS will pick up your packages, guarantee 10:30 delivery, and do it for up to 40% less. Then packages safely on their way. Do another smart thing. Stop by your boss's office and let her know that it was her leadership that inspired you. For UPS on-call air pickup today, call 1-800-PICK-UPS. We run the tightest ship in the shipping business.
See UPS Air Service Guide for complete guarantee and time in transit details.
And it is 17 and a half minutes after 9 in the morning, and a gentleman has just come in and has sat down next to me at a microphone at this big round table on the 19th floor in the beautiful Gold Building, and his name is Gary Zanobi, and if I recall, he recently became the general manager of this station and is the vice president of the 1080 Corporation, and he's sitting right here, and he has something to say. I don't know, of course, what it is. I have no idea.
I bet you can guess. Good morning.
He's going to say you're fired or something, I think. Good
no,
morning,
but you
Gary.
You can pick up your check for $35 as soon as the show is over, though.
Gary, thanks.
I wonder if all these cameras make you a little bit nervous, as well as good. The millions who are listening to us right now.
Yes, that's another thing in that article. I don't know whether you read it.
I did.
I said there were a million listeners, and they asked me why, how I knew. I said I checked it. Well, that doesn't really have much punch to it. My gag is always that there are over a million listening, and they ask me how. I say it's been officially estimated at over 1 million.
Over the course of years, it's been many millions.
But I've always said that they ask me how I know that. I say I officially estimated it myself. And that's the gag.
It's a fair estimate.
I missed it in the article.
It's a fair estimate.
Too bad. What can I?
I just want you to. I want to ask you how you think the audition is going. You know, we're gonna. This is all on tape today, and we'll see how you do. And if things don't work out for the AM, we might be able to do a morning show on that little FM station we have.
You mean it?
Sure.
Gee, I've always wanted something like that.
Actually, I'd like to just tell you how special you are to me and to so many of our listeners. And there's a few words I'd like to say to you. I'd like to extend the gratitude of all WTIC radio employees, present and past, and the Chase and Friedman families for 55 incredible and wonderful years at WTIC AM 1080. Bob, you have the extraordinary ability as a radio announcer to talk to every listener as if you were face-to-face in their homes. Whether it was the word for the day, school closings, remembering our keys and wallets, or one of your great jokes, you enriched the lives of millions of us as we began a new day. You joined us some 16,500 mornings and grew to become such a valuable part of our lives. I wish for you as much joy and happiness as you have given to us all. God bless you, and thank you.
Thank you, Gary. I'm overwhelmed. I don't know what to say, but...
Just don't forget any commercials, okay?
No, we're going to get them in. I'm sure we'll get them all in by 10 o'clock. But I just want to say that you people have been too good to me, that's all. I've been actually fooling the public for 55 years, and it seems that... And I'm afraid I'm not going to be able to continue it. That's the reason I'm quitting, because... You know, if you fooled somebody for a long time, but finally they're going to find you. They're going to discover that you've been fooling them. And I want to quit before they discover that. That's all. And I wish you people would just keep listening and not make such a fuss, really. But thanks. Sincerely, I appreciate everything you've said.
You're more than welcome. Bless you.
Thank you. We're going to have our oldie in just a moment. I know some of the folks are waiting for, and it's going to be a Ray Noble number, by the way. But first, here's a word from our sponsor.
Sure. You'd like to move into a brand new house, wouldn't you? Who wouldn't? But now's not the time. Better wait till the economy gets better, right? Wrong. I mean, think about it. There's an impressive selection of newly built homes out there right now. Why, the home you've always wanted has probably already been built, no matter what you're looking for, no matter what the price range you're in. And speaking of price, you can get a great deal on a brand new home right now. Why? A new home is always a smart investment. And when you look at some of today's mortgage options, you'll see that you can afford a lot more house than you think. You can afford the monthly payments. You can afford to buy or build the brand new home you've always wanted. Right now. This year. What you can't afford to do is wait. No matter what the economy is doing, a new home, a brand new home, is the foundation of your future.
A thought from the Home Builders Association of Hartford County.
And now, our oldie, Ray Noble and Al Boley.
forget you haven't got a dime. Roll up the carpet and push back the chairs. You're bound to have a wonderful time. You're bound to have a wonderful time.
And that one goes back to the 1930s. Al Boley singing with Ray Noble in the orchestra. Roll up the carpet. It's 26 minutes after 9, and they're rolling out the carpet at Conran's today. You're invited today to experience the new Conran's Habitat opening at West Farms. They offer an incomparable collection of exclusive home furnishings for every room in your house. Most very affordable, all very desirable. They've roamed the world from Capri to Bangkok. And if you want to pronounce it Capri, you'd be right. But almost everybody says Capri. Anyway, they've roamed the world to seek out inspiration in the most extraordinary places for the most extraordinary pieces. Luxurious furnishings, sleek modern accents, lush jewel-colored rugs, fresh unexpected dinnerware patterns, glorious linens, all assembled under one roof. The result is a very worldly collection that brings home the true meaning of the world's style. Discover it all for yourself. Their doors open at 10 o'clock this morning, just a few minutes from now, about a half hour, at West Farms. And to celebrate their new store opening, you're invited to attend their housewarming events on Thursday of this week. Sal Gilberti, author of Kitchen and Herbs, will be there for a presentation and book signing. This coming Saturday, Michael Menz of Connecticut Magazine will be there with complimentary copies of the magazine. And on Sunday, next Sunday, author Dory Greenspan will be preparing desserts and tastings. So go and see the latest in home furnishings at the new Conran's Habitat at West Farms, opening at 10 o'clock this morning. It is now 27 minutes after 9 o'clock in the morning. And one more word while we have just a moment. And so that I can get all the commercials in, let me say a word about Prince Pasta. Well, maybe 100 words. Of all the months of the year, this may be the most exciting because it's National Pasta Month. Now, what does National Pasta Month mean to you? It means it's the perfect time to stock up your kitchen with Prince Pasta. In fact, if you have any space left in the garage, you may want to stockpile your winter's supply of Prince Pasta now. And maybe a run on it, you know. National Pasta Month is the perfect time to take the Prince Pasta Dare. Prince dares you to try a new and different variety of their pasta. There are more than 60 different kinds to choose from, like rotini, ziti, mostaccioli. See if you can try all 60 during October. And remember, Prince Pasta with your favorite tomato sauce costs you about 45 cents per serving. 45 cents per serving. So think of all the money you'll save on meals this month. You can probably think of all sorts of different ways to use pasta during National Pasta Month. Let your imagination run wild, but not too wild. Yes, any day is Prince Pasta Day. Pick up a box of Prince Pasta at your local grocery store today. It is now, I think it's 9:28, but it might be 9:29. There's a reporter standing in front of the clock. Oh, there it is, 9:29. We'll have a news update for you in just 1 minute.
Deutschmacher gives you the real German taste of their deli meats and hot dogs right here in the good old USA.
Well, now Deutschmacher wants to send you to Germany.
It's the grand prize in Deutschmacher's Oktoberfest contest.
But if you don't win that, the first prize is a trip to London.
This too is free?
You betcha. Und so are the second and third prizes.
I'm listening.
The second prize is a cruise party for 25 people on board the Spirit of Boston.
Holy moly, dude.
Und third prizes are 22-day ski getaway packages.
Otto, I feel I'm dreaming. Pinch me.
Hokey dokey, Carl. Ow!
Deutschmacher's Oktoberfest contest is for real. Look for entry forms at your supermarket or in your newspaper. Trip for two to Germany is arranged by Travel Agents International. Transportation to London by American Airlines. Accommodations in London and Germany courtesy of Holiday Inn. 10 ski getaways provided by Family Circle's #1 resort, Smuggler's Notch. 10 by New Hampshire's favorite Loon Mountain, where winners will stay at the Loon Mountain Village. Some restrictions apply. No purchase necessary.
Enter the Deutschmacher Oktoberfest sweepstakes at BJ's Wholesale Club.
It is 9:30. This is WTIC AM 1080 in Hartford, Connecticut's news leader. And now with a news update Bryant Thomas.
Thank you, Bob. UN nuclear inspectors scheduled to arrive in Bahrain at this hour following a grueling 5 days in a Baghdad parking lot. The team, of course, believed to be carrying documents that outline Iraq's nuclear arms program. Haiti's information minister says mutinous soldiers fired on the president's home early today. The information minister says the president was home at the time, but his fate is not clear. Wasting little time, Philippine senators are discussing a proposed timetable for the U.S. withdrawal from the Subic Bay naval base. Earlier today, President Corazon Aquino threw in the towel. Tomorrow is Income Tax Day, 1991, a date which will live in infamy, as the phrase goes. The day when the state of Connecticut begins withholding 6% from your paycheck. That will cover the 1.5% tax on all of your 1991 income. From the WTIC 24-hour Link Cellular Traffic Network, Hartford Right Lane, Route 15 northbound, closed to traffic under Airport Road until 2:30 this afternoon, all for construction work. You see a traffic problem, let us know. 247-2222, the number. For Link's users, remember, Star News is a free call. Now the forecast from the WTIC New England Weather Service, meteorologist Joe Fury. Morning, Joe.
Morning, Brian. We've got some gorgeous weather across the region this morning. After a very chilly start, we'll see temperatures up into the upper 50s to low 60s this afternoon with that bright sunshine. Tonight, clear, chilly, not as cold as last night, 34 to 44. Tomorrow, partly sunny, a late day shower, the high 69, and partly sunny in the 70s on Wednesday. Right now, it's up to 46 at the weather station, WTIC, AM 1080.
Now the WTIC business report from the floor of the stock exchange this morning. Here's reporter Jim Kingsland. Jim.
And analysts are expecting stocks to open firm this morning, rebounding a bit from last week's losses. But they say gains are likely to be limited as investors stay on the sidelines ahead of third quarter results and key September economic data. The Dow lost 13 points last week, closing Friday at 3,006. Alaska Governor Walter Hickel has scheduled a news conference for later this afternoon. He's expected to announce a settlement in the government's case against Exxon. Reuters reports the new Exxon settlement still totals $1 billion, but has been revised in the way it's broken down between civil and criminal penalties. Exxon closed Friday at 58.75. Machine tool orders jumped 22% in August, according to the Association for Manufacturing Technology. That's the third monthly increase in a row, but still below last year's level. Precious metals are rising sharply this morning. December COMEX gold is up $6.60 at $359 in the ounce. The bonds are up slightly, and the dollar once again is lower. This is Jim Kingsland at the Financial News Network, Wall Street Bureau. On Connecticut's news leader, WTIC, AM 1080.
Gem Jewelry, known for fine quality, is back from their buying trip. Gorgeous new merchandise at unbelievable prices. Gem Jewelry, because of their massive buying power direct from Europe and Asia, has acquired the finest diamonds and jewelry imaginable. Every size and shape. Sculptured, textured, and fabricated 14-carat, 18-carat gold and platinum, molded into the most desired jewelry for every taste and pocketbook. Gem Jewelry was able to purchase on this buying trip unbelievable deals because of the depressed worldwide markets. Diamonds, engagement rings, channel bands, remounts. Hurry, what an event! Gorgeous 14-carat and 18-carat gold chains, bracelets, earrings, all sold by weight, starting at $11.95 per gram. Pearls, watches, beautiful gemstones. Gem Jewelry's unbelievable super event going on now. Gem Jewelry, 1157 New Britain Avenue, West Hartford.
Bob Steele, a part of Southern New England on WTIC.
Looney Tunes is the name of that one, played by the Pasadena Roof Orchestra, and it is now 23 minutes before 10, right on the nose, on the 30th day of September, the very last day of this month, and it just happens to be the 55th anniversary of my signing up to go to work for WTIC. When we were in the old Grove Street building of the Travelers. The Travelers used to own WTIC, as you know. Most of you know. Some of you may not know that that's the reason for the call letters, WTIC, TIC, Travelers Insurance Companies. But now, of course, it's the 1080 Corporation. And with that bit of history, I'm going to read a commercial. If you are willing. And then I'm going to introduce a gentleman that many of you know, used to be with us, and is now with a big TV station, and he has just dropped in. We've got a room full of people here. It must be 15 photographers here and TV cameramen. I can't imagine what they're doing here, but anyway, I'm going to introduce this TV man in just a moment. But first, are you thinking about a retirement community? Well, you owe it to yourself to see Village Gate of Farmington. There are no entry fees, just rent and no surprise increases. And it's locally owned and managed. What's more remarkable is the beauty of Village Gate. It borders a wildlife sanctuary, and the architecture takes you back to the days of the grand seaside hotels of the 1920s. The big airy porches, high ceilings. There's even a gazebo for socializing. The apartments are spacious and affordable, and there are even gourmet meals. Everything is taken care of with assisted living for your health care needs, offering assistance with activities of daily living and 24-hour nursing availability. It's a friendly, vibrant retirement community with something always going on, shopping trips, exercise classes, and you can even tend your own personal garden. See what retirement living can really be at Village Gate of Farmington. For more information about the Village Gate Retirement Community, call 676-8626. Once more, 676-8626. It is 20 minutes till 10. And the gentleman I mentioned a moment ago is right here at a microphone near me in this studio. And I'm sure it's familiar to him because he used to sit right here and broadcast before he went to Channel 8, Mark Davis. Good morning, Mark.
Hello, Bob. Congratulations, you made it.
Thank you. Thank you. And you are getting close to 55 years, too, aren't you?
It feels that way. It feels that way. But you know,
how long have you been in this business, really?
I celebrated my 25th anniversary on Labor Day.
Wow. That seems like a long
time. Seems like a long time. I don't remember doing anything else.
Well, because you can't be more than 30.
Well, you're very
kind to say
that.
Imagine he started at the age of 5.
Yeah.
Mark, how's everything going down at your...
Everything
place?
Is going fine, and where I wanted to share a few thoughts with you and with your vast audience, because when I first came here, you know, having hooked up with a big station like this with a legendary morning performer like yourself, in most radio stations, or in many, where ego comes into play, the morning guy would never help anybody, but here you did so much to promote me and to make me well-known here that... and you gave of it very unselfishly. Even I know that this because even though I may not have been up at 7 o'clock in the morning because I had to work late, people would tell me how much you promoted my show and what you did for me here. I'll just never be able to thank you. And I know Al Terzi from Channel 8 feels the same way. What you did for him when he had his terrible plane crash back about 10 or 12 years ago. It's that kind of thing that you don't run into very much.
You don't have to thank me, and neither does Al. Just send cash. Now, I'm only too happy to see guys like you and get along and say a good word about you because you deserve it. But I just can't believe that all this is going on here with all these photographers and people coming in, friends of mine like yourself, coming in to say hello. But I appreciate it, and I...
What are you going to do?
I'm
going
to listen to you. That's all. I'm going to spend all my time listening to radio and watching television.
I've got to share one of the greatest radio stories, because you're the most legendary radio performer in America, and one of the greatest legends in radio, and this is, sometimes you think legends are not true. This is a true story. You can back me up on this. I believe in 1936, you took an audition at WDRC here in Hartford, and they didn't hire you.
That's right.
Which has got to be the biggest blunder ever made in the radio business.
Well, I wouldn't say that, because WTHT also turned me down. And that was a smaller station than DRC. But I had had no experience, and I could understand when they said, forget it, you know, after the audition. I'd had no experience except describing motorcycle right. and auto races,
right.
but not doing staff work. I mean, as a staff announcer, as you know, you've got to be able to pronounce words correctly. You've got to do commercials, interview people, and you have to know how to speak and conduct yourself. Whereas to describe an auto race is as easy. I mean, it's hardly related to staff work.
I can't believe how many people I've run into who claim to have hired you. Let's see, this Fred Wade, Len Patricelli. There was one other. I guess everyone claimed to have been in on it.
Fred Wade was the chief announcer when I took my audition.
Right.
But Paul Morency was the man who said,
right.
you go to work tomorrow if you can pass the physical. You had to take a physical before they would hire you, you know, with the travelers. I mean, they didn't want anybody
right.
going to die 3 weeks after they hired him. You had to be in good... I thought maybe you had to fight your way to the microphone. You had to be physically strong.
Well, you were in good shape, right? You were fighting.
Well, I had been in good shape, at that time. Right. I weighed 148, 49
and
pounds.
And you're about that now, right?
202 now.
Yeah, that's good. That's
pretty
weight.
Close, yeah. Mark, good to see you.
It's good to see you, Bob. Congratulations.
Well,
and I hope Shirley doesn't mind having you around the house so much.
Well, we'll find out about that sooner or later.
Good luck.
Tell everybody at Channel 8 hello for me, will
okay,
you?
Okay, Bob. Good luck.
Give them my best. And let's see what time it is now. It's 16 minutes before the hour of 10, and this word from one of our clients.
Most vehicles offer the convenience of an automatic transmission. With Jeep Cherokee, shifting gears has never been a problem. Shift into relaxed mode with a legendary Jeep Cherokee with available shift-on-the-fly four-wheel drive and four-wheel anti-lock brakes. Jeep, an official sponsor of the 92 U.S. Olympic team. Jeep is a registered trademark of Chrysler Corporation. There's only one Jeep.
Trust is something you earn.
Arnold Palmer for Jiffy Lube.
And you earn it by doing what you promise.
A complete 14-point service.
You only use the best.
The world-class protection of Pennzoil Motor Oil.
You deliver on time.
Within minutes.
And you're as good as your word.
At Jiffy Lube, when we say we're as good as our word, we mean it. We call it our pledge of satisfaction, and it's proudly displayed in every Jiffy Lube. It's our exclusive guarantee that you'll be completely satisfied with our service. We'll change your oil with Pennzoil, check and fill all your fluid levels. We'll even vacuum the inside of your car and wash the outside of your windows. You have our word on it.
Jiffy Lube and Pennzoil. We do your car a great service. No appointment necessary.
Get your friendly coupons today at Jiffy Lube on Spencer Street in Manchester and Weston Street in Hartford. And for every coupon redeemed, Easter Seals will receive 25 cents from Friendly's.
It's a quarter of 10 on the 30th day of September, the very last day of this month. Imagine, October is just around the corner. October 1st is tomorrow, and then it'll be World Series time and Halloween and Thanksgiving and Christmas. And boy, this year is really flying by. It's 14 minutes before 10 o'clock on the 30th of September, and it's somebody's birthday. Well, about 12 million people in this world are celebrating a birthday today. Incidentally, we had, you know, when I have anyone named Bertha having a birthday on this day, I usually say happy Bertha Day. And we do have a listener. It isn't her birthday today, but her name is Bertha Day. And I just regret that I can't be here on her birthday the next time it rolls around, because I would enjoy saying that. Let's see who's having a birthday among the more famous people. The former governor of Georgia, Lester Maddox, is 76 today. She pronounces it Carr. And some Kerrs pronounce it Kerr, and some Carrs pronounce it Carr. But it's their business. Angie Dickinson is 59 today. Johnny Mathis is 56. And Marilyn McCoo, the singer, is 48. Jody Powell, the former White House news secretary, is 48. And James Sasser, Senator Sasser of Tennessee, is 55 today. 55. And it's now 13 minutes before 10. In 1 minute, we'll have a look at the weather. But right now...
Experience the unique driving pleasure of Volkswagen today at your nearest Volkswagen dealer. Mitchell of Simsbury, Bill Berry, West Hartford, Bob Riley, Manchester, Crowley in Plainville, Gene Lang in Glastonbury, and Jengris Motor Cars, Hartford. Right now, these local Volkswagen dealers have a great selection of 1991 Volkswagen Golfs in stock, ready to test drive. Golf has been the best-selling car in Europe for the past 6 years, and they're popular worldwide with 10 million sold. Why such popularity? Energetic performance. Golf GL's engine is more powerful than Ford, Escort, Mitsubishi Mirage and Mazda 322 SE. Drivers enjoy its versatility, four-wheel independent suspension, and front-wheel drive for road gripping traction. Plus, Golf has more passenger room and trunk space than a Honda Civic DX. Test drive a Golf today at Mitchell of Simsbury, Bill Berry West Hartford, Bob Riley Manchester, Crowley in Plainville, Gene Lang in Glastonbury, and Jengris Motor Cars Hartford. Remember, there's never a charge for Farfignugan.
And it is 12 minutes before 10. Let's get a look at the weather now on this beautiful Monday morning. Here's Joe Fury. Joe?
Bob, we're going to look for lots of bright sunshine around right through this afternoon. Nice afternoon, too. A little bit cool, though, with temperature up around 62. Tonight, clear skies down into the 30s to low 40s. Tomorrow, sunshine through increasing clouds, maybe a late-day shower, and the high tomorrow around 69. Wednesday, sunshine reaching for the 70s. Right now we have sunshine. Temperature up to 45 now at the weather station, WTIC AM 1080. And Bob, for the past 2 years, it's been a distinct pleasure and honor to work beside you. And may all your days in retirement be sunny ones. And as you always say to me, we thank you, Bob.
Okay, Joe. Thanks a lot. And let's look at the weather around the country today. The weatherman says it'll be sunny with a high of 69 in our nation's capital today, in case you're traveling down there. And if you're going to Miami, you'll find it's partly cloudy today and a high of 87. I wouldn't wear an overcoat if I were you. Chicago, sunny, 78. Kansas City, partly cloudy, 78. You could have used a top coat early this morning around here, though, right? In Denver today, a high of 65, cloudy. Las Vegas, 92, partly cloudy. San Diego, partly cloudy, 75. And going up the coast, L.A., fair, 86. San Francisco, sunny, 88. Seattle, sunny, 73. In Alaska, Fairbanks, mostly cloudy, 50. And Honolulu, partly cloudy, 88, the high today. Hartford's high yesterday, 70, the low, 37. The high in the nation, 110 at Borrego Springs, California. The low at Lansing, Michigan, 27 degrees. The sun rose in Hartford at 6:46 and will set at 6:34. And in Canada today, Calgary, mostly sunny, 63. Fredericton, mostly sunny, 52. Halifax, mostly sunny, 50. Montreal and Ottawa, a high of 55. Increasing cloudiness. The number 55 is popping up a lot today for some reason. Regina, mostly sunny, 59. St. John's, light rain, 50. Toronto, mostly sunny, 68. Vancouver, sunny period, 64. Winnipeg, morning clouds, 57. And down in Acapulco, 91, partly cloudy. In Mexico City, 72, cloudy. In Buenos Aires, a high of 59, partly cloudy. Rio de Janeiro, 83, sunny. Lima, 69, partly cloudy. And over in London today, the high, 61, a rainy day in London town. Paris, 64, rain. Madrid, 61, showers. Rome, partly cloudy, 78. Athens, 84, sunny. Stockholm, 55, cloudy. Hong Kong, 80, showers. New Delhi, 91, sunny. Riyadh, 98, sunny. And Sydney, 70, and cloudy. And the time is now 8 minutes before 10 o'clock in the morning. And this is my last day here, my last day on the air. I'll be here, actually, for a while as a consultant. So the reason I bring this up is because some of you might want to write to me, and a few of you have asked me for my home address. If you'll just address me here at WTIC, I'll get the mail, because I'll be here almost every day for a while. So if you do want to write to me for any reason at all, complain about this or that, I'd be happy to have you write me right here at WTIC. You know our address is 1 Financial Plaza, Hartford 06103. And one more thing, your birthday announcements, you will send them to Tom McCarthy, please. If you send them to me, as you've been doing, it'll delay them a little while. So please address them, any birthday announcements that you want from now on, to Tom McCarthy here at WTIC. Tom is going to be doing the show, which he's doing now from 5:30 to 9. He will extend it to 5:30 until 10, just as I did before Tom came up here from sunny Florida a couple of years ago. It is 7 minutes before 9 and before 10, I'm sorry. Before 9, that's in Kansas City. Before 9. Before 8 in Las Vegas, I think. Regardless of that, I don't see anybody around here in this room. The room is full of photographers and reporters, people. But nobody around here has been around long enough to reminisce about 1936, when I came to Hartford and at WTIC, when I came to work on a trolley car. Now, that's how far back it was. A lot of people say, trolley cars in Hartford? Absolutely. We used to have trolley cars running down this narrow Asylum Street in the downtown area. And if you stepped off the sidewalk, you're liable to get hit by one of them. You had to be very careful in those days. And we didn't have any of these big buildings around here that we have today. It was quite a different town. Of course, we did have some tall building. The Traveler's Tower dominated the skyline. But it was a beautiful city, and it still is. But I remember when I came here, I arrived here at 2 o'clock in the morning, and a friend of mine let me out of his car. At 2 o'clock, he and his wife were driving me here from California. He was a motorcycle racer. His name was Slippery Hills. And Clifford Hills, we called him Slippery. The way he used to slide around the turns on his motorcycle. But at any rate, he had a place to go. He had some friends with whom he was going to stay. And there was no place, no room for me. And he let me out of his car at 2 o'clock in the morning, the 10th of May, 1936, and right down by the railroad station there. It wasn't far. It was a moonlight night, very cold. Even though it was in May, it still was about 40 degrees. And I remember looking, first thing I saw when I got out of the car and said goodbye to him, first thing I saw was that the Corning Fountain, the Indians, you know. And in the moonlight, they looked live, and there was nobody around, and I was all by myself, 2 o'clock in the morning, and I was a little bit apprehensive. I thought maybe they were going to come after me. They had the tomahawks raised and everything, and that was a welcome I got in Hartford. The next thing was being turned down at the YMCA for a room for the night. I had 20 cents in my pocket, two thin dimes, and as I've said many times, I'm worth 10 times that today, so I don't have to worry. But I went to the Y and asked for a room, and they said let me write my name on the register, you know, and then asked me for a dollar. That's all a room was a buck in those days. Room for the night. I said, I only got 20 cents. I said, I'll give you the 80 cents tomorrow or next week if I can round it up. And the guy said, just a minute, let me look at this register again. He said, I'm sorry. He says, you know, we're full up. I didn't realize that. He says, I'm sorry, there's nothing we can do for you. So I said, you mean you can't let me have a room somewhere? I can sleep in the basement, any place. Gee, I'm sorry. And it's against the rules, too. You got to pay a buck in advance. And I said, well, this is the Young Men's Christian Association. And I said, I'm a Christian. I said, I only got 20 cents. But why couldn't I stay here just as one of the guys? He said, I'm sorry, it's the rules. I said, okay. And he was doing the only thing he could. He had his orders, naturally. So I went over to the Guard Hotel, which stands where the, well, you know where the Bond is. The Bond is still there. The Guard was right next to it. It was an older hotel. And I got the a room, because I had two busted-up suitcases. And I registered like any other traveler would with luggage, you know. I didn't have any money, but they didn't know that. And I said, I want the cheapest room you've got. And they gave me a room for $1.50, and it was clear up in the top of the thing. It was up like an attic. At any rate, I had a good night's sleep, and the next morning, before checkout time, I was able to call a friend of mine who had invited me to come here and hired me to do the motorcycle race announcing at Bulkley Stadium. Just the public address work. And he came down about 10 o'clock in the morning, slipped me a fin. That is a $5 bill. Some people don't really know what a fin is, but nothing to do with a fish. It took care of the hotel bill and also was enough for a nice breakfast, which cost me a quarter. You could get a good breakfast in those days for 25 cents. That's how far back it was. Now, not having anybody to reminisce with, I thought I would reminisce a little myself here, but I just hope I haven't bored anybody, and I hope that you'll all stay tuned to TIC for the next, say, 40, 50 years anyway. And remember, Tom McCarthy's going to be with you from 5:30 to 10, and send those birthday announcements to Tom, and I'll see you all around. I thank you for listening, and I thank you for all the nice, kind words that you've said in my behalf. And I just, if I keep talking, I'll be crying in a minute. So, so long, everybody. Adios, sayonara, abordepois, and au revoir, and auf Wiedersehen, dos vidania, and all those other words. Sudiev, yeah, slanta, and hasta la vista, pip pip, and cheerio. This is WTIC AM 1080 in Hartford, Connecticut's news leader. And here with the 10 o'clock report is Paul Douglas.
Bob, thanks for everything. We'll miss you and we love you.